people will continue to find you through your podcast even without promotion. So then think about how they can find you with promotion. It's the system behind the podcast that is going to make your podcast a success or not. What are you doing to actively keep people listening? What are you doing to bring people into your world? What are you doing to connect with the people in your podcast community?
Hello and welcome to the Big Vision Business Owners Podcast. This is the place for business owners that have a message that they want to share with the world. And we'll be talking on this podcast about how to get seen online, how to raise your visibility and actually get your message out there so that you can have that impact on the world. We are all about creating a true connection with your audience, building a community around your podcast, what you do, that feeds into your business, that can lead to growth, leads and more sales. And finally, we're all about changing the world, changing the way the world thinks by helping you to share your message so you can have that impact, leave that lasting legacy and be part of greater change in the future. And I'm your host, Chantel Dyson, who's here to do it with you along the way. I'll be sharing my expertise and experiences with being a big vision business owner, with being able to create content online the clever way, which means not having to spend hours on your phone. And together, we'll be looking at how we can raise your profile online to get your message seen and heard. And with that, let's get on with today's episode.
Welcome back to another episode. And we are obviously sticking with the topic of podcasting. That's what we're here for. But today, we're looking at the ways that you can measure the success of your podcast. This is something that people worry about, whether they're just starting a podcast or they're well in, because you're getting statistics, just like you have a following on Instagram, just like you have views on Reels and TikTok videos. There is the old download count that you see on your episodes every week. And if you use Buzzsprout like me, then you also get access to all the other stats that they provide, whether that's in the last 7 days, 30 days, 90 days, all time, as many of these other platforms do. And so you start to look and you go, well, what does that even really mean? And download numbers are the most obvious thing to look at. If you want to know some of the stats around downloads, I'm going to go straight to a Buzzsprout article, one I prepared earlier, to make sure that we get the information right as I share this. So in terms of popularity, if that's the route we're going down, then popularity-wise, if you want to know what percentage you're in, if you get in the first 7 days of your podcast, if you get 31 downloads on your episode, it's in the top 50%. It doesn't take a lot to get in the top 50% of podcasts that are out there, does it? And to be in the top 25%, you've got to quadruple that, 120 downloads in the first 7 days. After that, that's interesting. From a mathematical point of view, that really is interesting. Times it by four again and you get to 480. And that means you're in the top 10%. Not quite times four this time. It's about 2.5-ish. Top 5% is 1,120 and top 1% of podcasts is just under 5,000 downloads in the first 7 days of that episode. So not collectively. So the Single Girls Guide to Life used to sit somewhere between the top 25% and the top 10%. That was where it was at most of the time. I do get the summary email that it gets somewhere between the last week's one was a little bit lower, which I would expect. I don't promote it at all. 300 downloads. We get some peaks around Valentine's Day. It's much stronger in winter because people are searching those terms. That's always there. Please remember that your podcast, if you put it out there and you've optimized it well enough, it will be found forever. People will continue to find you through your podcast even without promotion. So then think about how they can find you with promotion if you've optimized it, gone for the right topic, called it the right things, etc. So that's just one way to measure the success of your podcast. And most people think, okay, that's it. That's what someone asked me, bless them, they launched their podcast and they were like, well, what kind of numbers mean it's doing well? And I was like, well, actually for a starting podcast, that's really hard to say, because should you compare yourself to the first 7 downloads of something that's been around for years when you're on week one, and say you don't have as big a following in general, and this person is commanding and demanding, you know, followership, loyalty, and therefore downloads. It's different. So that's a comparison model. And the other comparison model that a lot of people head towards are the charts. Now, the charts is a nice place to be. If you listen to last week's episode, you'll remember that I mentioned that if you do a hard launch, you're more likely to get into the charts at the top, which in itself just gives you a little bit of something to say, a little bit of status around it. And then people are going to pay more attention to it because it's an Apple 100 top podcast. So that in itself has a little bit of leverage, and it is exciting to see your name up among there around people that you're like, oh my God, that's mad. Like, I'm up against these names in the charts. But the charts are constantly moving. So you can look at how well you stay up there. You can look at that, but it is comparative. So certain charts are easier to get to the top of. I believe the business chart is the hardest because it has the most podcasts. So you choose something different and it's not the same level of difficult to get to because there's less competition in it. So those are the two external ways to measure your podcast that I would say you might even have thought of while sat there. You're thinking number of downloads and if I can get into the charts. However, it's not the only way and not the most effective way to measure the level of success of your podcast in the context of a business. If you are looking at your podcast to be something that gets a lot of sponsorship all the time, although downloads are not the biggest thing, but they're a requirement for many companies to consider a sponsorship. They're looking for 1,000 downloads for each episode. And that would take you in the first 7 days, if it were, that takes you into the top 5% of podcasts, which is not unachievable at all. It's something that takes time. And you'll also find that some companies don't care about that number. They're purely there for the niche market that you're in, that they don't care if it's literally 20 people, but actually just getting in front of those 20 people for a reasonable medium amount of money is directly targeted. Because of the 1,000 people it might be, unless you're niche down, that could be 1,000 random people. And they really want to just find the people that they're looking for to build brand awareness with their brand. So if you do want a sponsorship model, don't think it's all numbers, but your numbers are going to make it more convincing when you're trying to cold kind of pitch to a company. It's obvious why people think that this is the way to measure the success, because you're given all of the stats on it. You see everyone sharing that they're in a particular chart, especially on launch day and a few weeks after launch. But the reality is that from a business perspective, none of that matters if it's not working in your business. If it is not enabling you to bring leads into the business, then you're missing a trick. And if it's not bringing in leads, then it needs to be nurturing the leads that you do have coming in through whatever means, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, networking, in person, anything you like. But the idea is that you aren't doing all of this work to get in the charts and get download numbers. It's not the right number to be measuring. The number that you want to be measuring is how many people is it bringing into my business, or how many people is it doing the touch point work of that I would otherwise not be able to do. I don't know about you, but I find that when I have a powerful conversation with someone where I get to ask questions, get to listen to them and understand them, my conversion on that, their willingness to come towards me and say, I want to work with you, is incredibly high. Yet, if you're doing that in person, it's not really scalable. Yet when you have a podcast, okay, I can't ask them questions specifically, but I can very much understand the position they're in and start creating content around the problems that they're facing in the way that I would if I were in person with them. Pretty much every podcast episode that I come up with in whatever context is always thought of from, what conversations did I have this week in the DMs, in person? What was it that people said to me that they felt they needed help with or needed to have solved for them? That's a big influence on the content I create, because I'm thinking, well, if you're experiencing that, there's got to be someone else out there that I've never met that also is experiencing that too. And if my podcast episode can help them and start to connect with them, then one, great for them. If that then helps them and they're on their way, fabulous. And in the second light as well, if it then makes them go, yes, that is something I need help with, and actually you knew that, then they're going to be more inclined to potentially work with myself for being able to connect with them in that way, even from afar, and go from there. So the success of your podcast can be looked at objectively from the outside through all of these charts, but the charts are not going to tell you the data that only you know which is how many leads is it bringing in and how many leads are you able to nurture through that process? That latter one is very, very difficult to measure. But what I can tell you is that people will come to you and tell you, I've been listening to your podcast and this. It's a very terrible way to be able to measure it. Unfortunately, a really naff way, because people can listen without being known to you. They can listen to every episode you've got. They can subscribe and you don't get a subscriber list. And it takes them to make a forward action at some point and tell you that they have listened to the podcast. Now, you can obviously encourage and tease that information out of people. You can add it to your Instagram stories and ask them. And then you might get some reveal about, did you listen to the episode this week? Yes, no, or it's on my list. You find out who the listeners are, who the no's are. And ultimately you're like, oh, is there any reason you didn't listen to that episode? Or what episode would you have listened to? What should I do an episode on next? Like, all of that data you can create conversation on, do further market research of, and decide if those are the kind of people that you want to try and cater to or not. But either way, you don't know them until they tell you. It's immeasurable. Whereas the leads, it's not fully measurable either, but you can do some things to increase that, such as placing lead magnets on and having them come through the system in a way that you would be able to measure how many come through from that. Ultimately, whenever you're having conversations with people that come into your world, you can say to them, how did you find me? And if someone says via your podcast, fabulous. And again, it's not clear cut. But when you do start to get these leads, they will become followers. Over time, if your content is compelling enough, establishes you as an authority enough, and understands the person on the other side enough, then you're going to find that people will naturally follow on Spotify and Apple, subscribe. They will then come across to Instagram and they will then want to download a lead magnet at some point, whether it's straight from the podcast. I mean, you're going to possibly get instant buys if you set up your funnels well enough. I know that everyone talks about funnels, but ultimately, podcasting is like tier two of your funnel. It can be tier one. It's just that they might not find you. It's more like they found you and then you had a podcast that they felt compelled to listen to. They were interested in what you had to say and wanted to learn more about you. In some ways, we can get them to come to us as the attention piece. But this podcast, any podcast, is about the getting to know you, getting to know your methods, getting to know your energy, deciding if you're someone they want to work with and if you can help them in the first place. And all of that, they get to do all that decision making before they ever maybe have a conversation with you. And that conversation may not even be to do with working with you initially. But they get to make all of that decision. And ultimately, we want our clients to make decisions before they get to working with us. We want them to think, do I want to work with that person? Do I want that person to help me with that problem? What problem is that person going to solve for me? And they need to decide enough to come towards you. It does so much work in that sense. Now, you don't at that stage get to qualify them in or out. That's very much them deciding if you are the right person for them. You've got to do your due diligence through whatever means, whether it's through filling in a form, whether it's through actually having a call and talking to someone. You have to get to know them and you're on the back foot. But the fact that they potentially have listened to your podcast, have decided that, and then made some movement towards you, if they have indicated they listen to the podcast or that they're even a subscriber and they listen all the time, that's going to give you a better energy because you know they've come to you knowing plenty about you. They've not just met you briefly at networking and they've got trying to establish trust. They've already built up some level of trust that's there. So when it comes to considering the success of your podcast, you can spend each week looking at the numbers, stressing over the numbers and thinking, the numbers are what it is. But my question to you would be, especially if you're a podcast that's already out there, if you are getting 1,000 downloads per week, putting you in the top 5% nearly of all podcasts out there, where are those 1,000 people going? Because we can try and double that, triple that, quadruple that. I don't know what comes after that, but get you in the top 1% by getting to 5,000 downloads a week. But what's going to happen if you couldn't convert the 1,000 or a good proportion of them, even when we double those. In part, I want to make sure that people are ready to take on a podcast for the right reasons. If you want to grow the podcast, let's grow the podcast, but be at the right stage that we've made sure we've converted all the leads that we can out of the pipeline prior to trying to grow it even more all the time. Who are those 1,000 people? We don't know. How can we encourage them to make themselves known in our world? And then let's bring them properly into our world. And that's what makes a successful podcast. It's not the podcast itself that makes the podcast successful. It's the system behind the podcast that is going to make your podcast a success or not. What are you doing to actively keep people listening? What are you doing to bring people into your world? What are you doing to connect with the people in your podcast community? That's what determines the success of your podcast. How many people you're bringing in, how many people you're taking through, and how your system sits behind the podcast. So the next time you feel like you're panicking about the downloads on your podcast, take a step back and think, instead of worrying about trying to grow this thing, how can I connect better with the audience I've already got to a point at which they want to take a step towards me, and that I've got all the systems in place behind that with lead magnets, nurturing sequences, and outreach to be able to communicate with them, see if they're a good lead, a good fit for the business, and actually convert some of these people. Then once I've mastered that, let's focus on the growth of the podcast. Until next time, everybody, keep changing the way the world thinks, one podcast at a time.